This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Welcome.
And it is Happy New Year's Eve, Barry.
Happy New Year's Eve. I mean, I guess it is because I've said this in the past where people
New Year's Eve,
where people are like, once the ball drops or whatever have you, and it turns midnight, I feel like people are going to think it's going to like be brand new and starting over. But like mentally, yeah, that could be it. But no.
I feel like New Year's Eve this year needs to just be delayed to whatever day, like, enough people have the vaccine that we can have fun again. Like 2021 isn't that important. I'm focused on, like, post-vaccine, whenever that is. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it's like, okay, 2021, I'm gonna stay in my house some more.
Dylan, so... although we're in a pandemic and we are alone these days, what are you doing anything special in your apartment alone, like for New Year's Eve?
So I think it's just going to be my roommate and I just,
That is a party these days. That is a party.
I'm assuming there will be alcohol. I don't have any great plans. We'll probably watch something. Maybe I'll watch Andy Cohen and Anderson on CNN.
Okay. There might be alcohol.
I mean, there will be alcohol.
Okay.
Wait, my mom. Okay. One thing my mom got me for Christmas. They're these like sugar cubes that you dissolve in champagne and it like makes it a mimosa.
Well, that is interesting. That is fun.
Yeah. I haven't tried them yet. So maybe I'll do that tonight or tomorrow morning. I don't know. But it's like,
I have been on the lookout for something.
Orange and grapefruit. And I think lemon. And it's like, I guess it's nice because whenever I try and do mimosas at home, I always buy a big bottle of orange juice and then I only use like a tenth of it.
Right.
So maybe I'll try that out.
I skip the orange juice and just drink the champagne.
There's like that TikTok trend of people like how to make the perfect mimosa. And somebody has a spray bottle or like a dropper.
There is an alcohol that I have been on the hunt for.
Okay.
And I can't find it anywhere because it's one of those that's only sold in certain states, blah, blah, blah. But
is it Loverboy?
No, it's Kettle One vodka. It's Kettle One vodka spritz. So it's like there. And, you know, it's my favorite handle of vodka that they make is the cucumber mint. And they make that in the can. So I want to really try it. And I can't find it.
So it's like a hard seltzer, but vodka instead.
Correct. I'm more of a vodka person, not a spiked seltzer.
I know
love our Bud Light seltzers. We do love them.
Okay. So we're not mainly talking about Potomac today, but I want to get our thoughts about something that happened since we recorded last. So we know Monique is leaving. Candace now posted an Instagram post and some people think it means she's leaving the show. I'm not so sure. So she posted basically this like design graphic thing that says, "That's a wrap. The library is closed, honey, .. until further notice." And it has her social media handles listed out. And then the caption is just, "Thank you. You know who you are." And what do you think? What was your gut reaction to this? Do you think she is leaving or is this just
It's petty. I think it's petty against Monique. And this is just my idea that the library is closed because Monique brought a binder to the reunion and she didn't really get to see it. Like she didn't get really to use it, or they did and they didn't air it. And I think she just did that against her without mentioning any names.
Okay.
That's my
I hadn't thought of the binder angle. I could see that for sure. Yeah, to me, this is very much she knows that, you know, when a housewife is like in season, that's kind of their like, you know, it's their, it's like for an athlete, it's like they're in season, like that's their time of the year. I feel like this is like a post where it's like, it's about to be the off season. Like, thanks for following along during this like hectic time. I'll see you around basically, because obviously she's not going to be like live tweeting the show every week, right, and whatever. Yeah. I think I don't really see this as like a goodbye, especially because if she was offered any kind of contract, I don't think she would turn it down. So I'm pretty sure she didn't get fired. So
yeah, I don't know. And now I love when I say the internet, like I'm like an old lady. I saw on the internet that people are questioning if, yeah, on that Tweedle, if Monique voluntarily left or if she got fired. But I personally think she voluntarily left. Also, I just want to put this out there because I feel like I've been more harsh towards Candace, and this is all just in good fun. I don't know this woman personally. I always say that about all. We talk shit based on what we see on TV. We don't know these people.
People have said much worse things about Candace than I know, you or
but
I have
that's not
on this
me.
Podcast.
I'm entitled to talk shit. Okay.
I don't. Monique definitely. She said she was offered a contract last week, so I think she just decided that she was done. I think Candace will be back. We'll see. I'm ready to leave Potomac, kind of where it is for a few months. But shall we talk about Below Deck? Because
yes. And I should say that last night I was watching Elf because I haven't watched it this holiday season yet. So I felt obligated. And then I go, okay, Below Deck is on at 9. I go, but are we talking about it tomorrow on the podcast? I don't know. So let me just like, and I was going back and forth mentally and I was like, let me just watch it. And then I was like, I'm not going to ask Dylan if we're talking about it tomorrow. I'm just going to go with it. And then here we are. And I was like, thank God I wrote notes and I watched the episode and I gave up Elf for Below Deck.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
It's totally fine. It's our job. You know, like I'm always prepared.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
This episode is interesting. We are still on this charter where Rachel has come back. And it's funny, like, this charter, these guests had, like, the worst possible preference sheet, but they actually seem to be, like, pretty chill guests.
Yeah.
I guess
feel like they're the type where you put, like, an ice cube in front of them and they're like, wow.
Yeah, it's like they asked for a lot just because they want to have, like, I mean, they obviously, like, have high expectations, but they're not, like, they don't seem petty. Like, they want what they want, but they're not those guests who are, like, looking for issues, which I think that's, I mean, I have never worked on a yacht, so I can't say what the most frustrating thing is. But when you're watching and it seems like the guests just, like, want to have a problem with whatever they're doing, yeah, that's the most annoying thing, because it's, like, just shut up and eat your food. But no, these guests seem good.
Shut up and eat your fucking food. Okay.
Okay. So early in the episode, we have Francesca and Elizabeth having a little sit down, and Elizabeth gets demoted. Her two stripes get turned back into one. And she's obviously unhappy. She hates Francesca. And she says in her confessional that it is not business. It is obviously personal. And I just have to say, I think it's business.
Okay. I can't believe how lucky this girl is that she only got demoted. She should have gotten fired four mistakes ago. And I always wonder how they pick and choose who gets fired and who doesn't. This girl almost killed the entire charter or the entire crew. And she still kept her job. The thing is, I feel like it's because she's so nice and she's just like, what, me? What? I didn't improve. What, me? She reminds me of Kristen Wiig on SNL. She's like, what, me? And I'm like, yes, you. God. You, Elizabeth, you.
I don't know how to do your job. I totally understand that she and Francesca, maybe Francesca's management style, you know, is not her. Obviously, she doesn't really click with it. I get it. That happens. But she's acting like Francesca is like this evil person who's like ruining her life. And it's like, Elizabeth, babe, you are not doing well at your job. Uh-huh. And it's like you're constantly fucking up, and then you're wondering why you're not getting praise and appreciation and stuff. And it's like, yeah, there are some bosses that would be more kind of encouraging, I guess, but she's not doing anything that's worthy of praise. Like, you doing your job correctly for like an hour is not something that's actually like praiseworthy.
I agree, but here's the thing about Francesca, and I've said this in the past when Elizabeth messed up before. Francesca doesn't do anything to help. She's just like, and I get it. Like, Elizabeth doesn't need hand holding, but Francesca, if you want something done a certain way, or if the girl's just not learning, take an hour out of your day and just like train her, go over things with her. Like, there's ways to avoid this, but James has a nice outlook on this, which I tend to agree with. She's getting paid the same amount with less responsibility. So girl, just milk the rest of the charter. Like, you got this. You got this.
So then we also have yet another instance of Elizabeth talking shit about Francesca, this time with Izzy, and they get caught. First of all, I don't understand how Elizabeth, she doesn't seem to really get the issue with the fact that she's now been caught shit talking her boss three times in like a week. And it's like, okay, you gotta get it together. But also, I don't understand where Izzy's like hatred of Francesca is coming from. It seems unfounded to me,
because she was inside right before she chose to go work outside, because I think Izzy knew right before the charter started there are some people you don't vibe with. So I think Francesca seems to be that way, that people don't vibe with. So Izzy saw that opportunity and was like, this isn't going to work, and I better get myself out of this before. So she hasn't liked Francesca from the beginning. And at that point, she was
But like, they never had beef. Izzy just didn't want to be on the interior.
I think so, she just irked her, I guess. I don't know. She would fucking like me too, I think.
Oh, I like Francesca. I think Izzy and Elizabeth need to like chill the fuck out.
I agree. Both sides. I agree. But Izzy at that point was just there like listening to Elizabeth. But I loved when Francesca called them out. I love that. When she's like, hey, well, you want to fill me in?
She's her boss. And not only is it would be one thing if it was just Izzy and Elizabeth talking, but Elizabeth has basically gone to everyone on the boat at this point to talk shit, except Aisling, I guess. And it's like, okay, not only are you talking to Izzy, who I guess is kind of the same level as her, she's talking to her superiors. She's talking to Eddie. She's talking to Rachel. She's talking to Captain Lee, complaining about Francesca. And it's like, that is such a dumb thing to do.
Yeah,
as an employee,
you get too many people to know. Like,
you have to be very careful who you shit talk your boss with.
right. But another thing I don't understand about talking shit in these boats is like, someone's going to hear, you're not whispering. Someone's going to hear you. Cause you're in the upstairs cabin. You think like it's a little private hide, like getaway, but like lower your voice just a little bit. And then like, or go up on the deck. Like there's places where people don't like need to necessarily hear what you're saying.
They were talking about this on chat room last night, and Kate was saying that on these boats, like it's like an echo chamber down there. Like you can hear everything. And yeah, it's like, you gotta, if you're gonna be like bitching constantly like that, you gotta get a little smarter about it. Cause it's
there's the key word, Dylan. There was the key word right there that you just said. Smarter. We have seen already that there's a reason that she was talking shit in the cabin. I don't think that's true to go elsewhere.
So the charter ends and they're hanging out. I love that they go to this little
I know,
they're like with the
a donkey sanctuary. We had our first field trip.
And Captain Lee was there too.
It was very random though, because it wasn't everyone. It was a few people in Captain Lee. They all got dressed to the nines and they go back and Captain's like, all right, let's go back to work. And I was like, that was fun while it lasted. Wow.
I like seeing Captain Lee kind of let loose a little bit.
I know. I love when they show him on his elliptical. They need to show more of that sometimes.
Okay, so we're on the night out. I want to know, what are your thoughts on Eddie being so hung up on the fact that Rachel quit and then came back? Because he seems to be the only one who still cares.
Okay. All right, here I go. I think that Eddie, we know, takes his job very, very seriously. I see where he's coming from in the sense where she didn't give a fuck about anybody else when she quit, which I play devil's advocate so much. I get it though. She's the chef. She doesn't need to care about anybody else. Like, it's her own job. Why should she care about you? If you quit, you wouldn't care about her, you know? So I think that her being drunk was just the cherry on top. And that's what made him more mad. Like, she was annoying him. So I think at that point he was just like enraged about her as a person and used that. Everyone else, if she left, they wouldn't be cooking themselves. So it's not like they need to fend for themselves. If the chef left, like they would get another one. It didn't affect you, Eddie, but I think he just was annoyed by her as a person.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Rachel is such a chaotic drinker. It's kind of, it's like a little alarming, but also really funny.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, we got our kind of mid-season preview, and there's like this clip of them at some place with a band on stage, and she's like drunk taking the microphone, and I'm like, oh my god, Rachel.
Well, I loved when she was like, so when are we done? And Eddie was like, they took the check and they just have to bring it back. Like that at that point, yeah, she was annoying. Like, they're all sitting there having
fun. You know how a restaurant works. Like
You of all people. Yes, you do.
Okay, I will say I feel like I've done that before where if I'm like, if I'm not the one paying or something like that, I'll space out and be like, can we leave?
We all have. I mean, but that person who always does that is like, all right, can we leave? That annoys me in particular. Not the whole, not when it has to do with paying, but just when they, when someone says, can we leave? Because number one, that means you're not enjoying yourself. And number two, that you're rushing everybody else out of the table. I'm just saying that because one of my friends has like known to do that. And it's like annoying because we're enjoying the mood, you know, the ambiance of the restaurant, unless you have somewhere to go after.
No, I feel like it's not like I'm not enjoying myself. It's like, we're going to go to the next place. Like, are, yes. Can we go yet? Like,
yes.
I do want to mention Izzy opens up in this episode mm-hmm. about how she was sexually assaulted in the past. And I thought that was really nice to see this. Yeah. I feel like this season has been kind of the least toxic season of Below Deck we've had in a long time. And so for her to open up about that and really get, I think, a good response from the guys she was talking to. It's nice to see some emotional maturity on this show and dealing with some real topics in a way that doesn't feel like I want to, you know, turn the TV off.
Yeah, it definitely was nice to see how she felt comfortable actually talking to them. And it was just, it felt like the right time, I guess, for her to just chat. And but then it was funny because typical guy, I guess, no offense, Eddie was like, all right, so should we go to the bar? Like, didn't know like how to transition like the mood.
I appreciate though. I think this cast, obviously there are some personal issues between people, but overall, I think the dynamic is pretty positive. And it's not like you have, I mean, Francesca and Elizabeth obviously don't like each other, but you don't have this kind of like negative energy between everyone. And I think it makes it a little more enjoyable. I will say this season has not been the most dramatic or like the wildest season, but I appreciate that it's like, I don't know. There's nobody I hate.
Right. Well, any fight with Francesca is still 10 times less boring than a fight with Hannah or Kate. Like, I wish we had that back. Even their little, not even a fight, but even their little like comments back to the chef or comments that like, they're just, they have, the two of them have such a way where it's more enjoyable to watch. I don't know.
I do agree. I feel like Francesca is, I enjoy her vibe, but she doesn't have that much personality.
Not good television.
Whereas like Kate was constantly making kind of her like one-liners and shady comments, and Hannah kind of had this like, she had this like biting sense of humor where she could kind of say something bitchy but make it sound very like formal. Is that what you're doing? Like that.
Yes. So we end the episode though with Elizabeth and James hooking up finally in the hot tub.
I feel like they're a match made in heaven, two kind of hot idiots who are just like, you know, they can complain with each other. They can be in the hot tub.
We've been waiting a long time for this.
I love that when they're in the hot tub, they think that they are the two most competent, hardest working people on the boat. And I don't know what kind of La La Land that idea is coming from, but I love that they are on the same wavelength about that. And it's like, okay, go have fun, I guess.
They are having fun. That's the great thing about this. Like, they're having fun. They mean no harm other than when mustard gas is involved. But
it looks like in the preview we get, it looks like Aisling might get in the way of that. And I am very interested.
Waiting for this girl. Yeah.
Geez. I'm very interested to see how that plays out. So far, we have not gotten much out of Ash. Like, she seems very nice and capable and whatever, but we haven't really had any kind of like plot points with her. And I'm excited to kind of get into the messiness a little more. And it looks like it's going to be a fun finish to the season.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna surprise you again, because Bravo Loves were boring. Great. As F this week. So we're going to skip that unless you want to, but
I don't care.
Dylan, what is your New Year's resolution?
Well, like I tweeted this yesterday, one of my New Year's resolutions is just to keep up with all my Bravo shows because I know I'll succeed.
Well, I hope you do that. I know.
I'll succeed and I like success. You know, I think just health and happiness and love and light. And I don't know. I want to like see people again. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I do not think it's cliche. I agree when people say like peace, love and happiness. I think that's a great, but that's not like a result. Well, yeah, no, I guess it is.
I resolved to live, laugh and love.
And love. And then I guess my New Year's resolution times two is just to like start exercising and eating healthy. So we shall see when that begins and how far.
I'm trying to get back into running right now, which is an interesting.
you chose a great temperature to start.
I know. I went for a run yesterday morning and it was like 30 degrees. And I was like,
oh, I tried. Sorry.
thank you so much for listening, everyone. Happy New Year. We will be back in 2021, which sounds crazy to say. But have a happy New Year. Stay safe. Stay happy. Have a drink on us.
Yes. Happy New Year. We love you all.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.